Podcast. Virtually. Initiating audio conversation in 3, 2, 1.
How you doing?
No.
Yes.
Not there.
No.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom.
Issues.
Cherry bomb.
Yeah, we finished the song. What of it?
What?
What of it, ASCAP? We finished the lyrics. Oh, no. Hey, guys. Welcome to this.
Sky rockets in flight.
Afternoon delight.
Technically, it is 12:01, so we are
afternooning.
Can our word of the day be sexyology?
Sexyology, sure.
And sexyology.
So, hi guys, welcome to this delightful Saturday afternoon here in sunny California. I've decided to do the entire show like a morning talk show, like a morning zoo radio show. This is Awkward Conversations. As usual, I am joined by the posse. To my left.
Is my posse out?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I should have been more discreet.
Your posse is out. Are we hairy? Are we hairy as well?
No.
Are we a hairy posse?
You are a hairy posse.
I don't think we're a hairy posse. So I don't know where this
just
is going.
There flapping in the breeze. Is it hanging?
Three people.
Wait, is it
four people in the studio
hood?
Right now don't have the euphemism of the posse.
It's
so
true.
I don't know what's going on here.
Is
and
it,
if you do,
mangina.
If you do, congratulations for telling the entire world that you guys are transgenders. So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you actually complaining that we just came out? Is this?
No, I'm saying congratulations to you. I'm
we'll
saying this was a big step.
Rights.
I'm
We're
saying this was a big step for you.
I fight for my rights.
Can I get to my introduction now?
Yeah, all right. You
all
can
right,
get to
thank
your introduction
you.
At some point. Jeez, Rachel, can you introduce us already?
Yeah, seriously.
You're not getting introduced. I'm gonna exile you to the outside if you continue this nonsense. I can do it. The person squealing to my to my left
Is
I don't know what we're calling her this week, but I'm gonna call her Darth Boobs Anastasia
Darth Boobs.
Washington.
Boom.
Oh, we do. Wait, but I can't do it. Not showing up on the air.
Huh?
Oh, sweet. Oh yeah, guys. We have our guests. Well, we have one of our guests on the air right now.
We have half of our guests.
That's cool. Half of you is better than none of you.
It's true.
Yes, and the other half is like on her way. Like she is like going to be there before you know it, and then it'll be awesome.
Yay!
And then you'll have her.
Yay!
Okay. So we have half of Love Bites here with us. They're awesome. They're on Sundays at 3 to 4. I'm sorry. I'm usually the most unprepared host in the world. I apologize greatly.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know. It's like the worst. She's so gonna punish me later. It's okay.
Oh, she sure is.
I mean, I might spank a little bit.
Oh, that's a bummer. I'm not really into the spanking thing, but
fine,
that's okay.
I'll punch you. Is that better?
Punch it.
Donkey punch.
Okay. Wow. Donkey punching. That's
a hard limit.
That is racems.
No, what was it the other day? That's racist.
That's racist.
So for the people that don't listen to your show, why don't you introduce yourself to America?
I'm Nancy. Yay. I am your typical girl next door who is really kinky and likes to do things that other people would find very, how should I put it, inappropriate doesn't even begin to cover it. I'm called a service slut because I like to serve. One of the reasons that I'm not there now is because there was a need for childcare and cleaning and things like that. And it just was kind of decided that I was going to stay home and take care of these things so that she could go and have fun and be with you guys.
Wow.
It is a labor of love.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
So I'm that end of the spectrum. And when Mistress gets there, she can tell you all about her, but I wish that I could follow her on my hands and knees so that she could place her feet on the palm of my hand so that way she'd never have to touch the ground.
Wow, that's hot.
I don't know, man. Some people are like, how can you be so subservient to someone else? And I don't know. It's like this like gut feeling, like, why wouldn't I? It's kind of like, why wouldn't I lick a pussy if it was in front of me? Sure, why not? Very different from...
Yeah, why wouldn't you lick a pussy if it was in front of you?
I mean,
straight people on this show.
No straight man ever would not lick a pussy.
No straight man, especially not in this room.
Not anybody we know. Nobody we know. Parents, if you're listening, turn it off now.
She actually knows how it works and operates, unlike... some of the people on our show.
I'm talking about Jeff.
I'm talking about Jeff.
Damn it, Jeff!
God. See, I hear the term lick a pussy, and I just think, why would I lick my cat?
That's because, well, I mean, did you have, like, Jeff, did you ever have a girlfriend? Like, did you ever have a girlfriend?
I can honestly say I did not.
Huh. Okay, well, see, now we're getting to the root of it.
So then you're kind of like the equivalent of the gold star lesbian, but like not a lesbian.
Nancy, can we hang out in the clitoral hood together?
Oh,
we've decided that's like the ghetto where they keep pussies.
He just found out there's a clitoral hood last week, just so you know.
Yeah.
True story, bro.
2 weeks ago, he just figured out how the vagina works.
No.
So congratulations to him.
No, he knew how it works. We just
I
just didn't know how it urinated.
You just let everything came out of the same place.
Quote of the day.
You're delightful, my friend.
Quote of the day.
So...
Are you sorry you came on the show now?
Yeah, I mean, this is how it's going to be every week.
We'll just have to have you on again.
Yeah, we'll have to have
again,
you on separately.
Again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The people down from
the lawyer's office are looking at us, and they're
like... Yeah, because the door is open.
Because we're like monkeys in a zoo.
We're just monkeying around, I guess.
I know, right?
That's
I take no offense to that. I mean, I don't take any offense to it.
Nancy, if you were here, you could be drinking with us, but you're not.
You don't know. She could be, I don't know, drinking at home.
Are you drinking right now? Can we have a long distance toast?
Well, because I'm at Mistress's house, and I know she has alcohol here. I'm just kind of where is this? I'm such a pussy. I don't make my own drinks because I'm like, I don't know these ratios and how it's supposed to taste and whatnot.
Dump just alcohol and alcohol, and you just pour the alcohol.
Dump
into
everything
your mouth.
In a bowl. It's jungle juice. That's
racems.
Well, that's what it's called. It is racems.
Jungle fever.
That's what it's called.
This is the way you do it. Pour the alcohol into a glass. Don't put any ice because the water waters down the alcohol.
I feel like just so she can know who she's talking to at a single time, maybe we should she knows Frank and Stacy, but maybe the two new hosts of our show.
Oh, yes. You don't know
introduce themselves to Miss
and
Novice
Nancy.
I saw
emails, and I'm like, who the fuck are these new hosts?
Right? Well, we kicked the other...
Who the fuck are these assholes?
Here's the thing. The other bitch wasn't working.
The lawyer's office.
No, it's true. The other bitch wasn't working, so I kicked him to the curb.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Stacy and I decided he wasn't working out, so we kicked his fucking...
Listen,
Rachel, can I walk in front of you so you never have to step on the ground?
Lies.
Sure. The truth is
if I can wear really, really pointy heels.
Me and Cisco had a passionate night together, and, you know, sometimes...
It was so awkward.
Sometimes I get really intense in bed, and I ripped his head off, and I was just like, shit. Let's get a new host!
Oh, my God. You pre-mantis him?
I did.
That is fucking awesome.
It happens very rarely for me, but you know.
You just bit the head off the mail, man. That's how we roll. That's how we roll up here in awkward conversations.
That's how it happens. Now I'm never getting laid ever.
No. Some
are
people
you actually
might
getting
be,
laid now?
Dude, there's a
not
fetish.
Right now. I'm on a TV. On a radio show. So
you never know. There could be something going
on. There's somebody
the table.
Under me right now. I'm actually getting laid as we speak. It's not very good, obviously, from my voice.
There's a fetish. Hey, there's a fetish for everything out there. There might be some dude that's like into like I don't know, without biting the head off, some weird praying mantis role play. I don't know.
I'm just
hell
gonna.
Hell yeah.
Maybe.
Every single time someone says, oh, that's weird. Or, oh, that's not for me. You know what? There's something out there that's like way out
well,
there. Like,
that's
way.
True.
Nancy, I thought you were saying, there? Like, hell fucking yeah. I'm into praying mantis role play.
Just for realsies, I don't bite anybody's head off. Okay, I'm a very nice person.
I know.
We had this argument about Lorena Bobbitt yesterday about whether she bit somebody's head off, you know? Penis.
Yeah. I don't bite anybody's head off.
It off.
I'm very nice to everybody, including their
I'm
parents.
Sure you are. you know what's funny is that Mystic is very nice. She's super sweet, but people who don't really talk to her think she's so fucking mean and just like they're so scared of her. Like they see, like they'll talk to me, like, oh cool, you know, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. And then she shows up and they're like, oh fuck, let me watch what I say. Let me avert my fucking eyes. I mean, she just has this thing about her, and
it's like a badass.
She's mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm really nice. You know, be my friend. Talk to me.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, wait, somebody's...
That's just the way it is sometimes.
Somebody's left the studio. Uh-oh. Where is he going? What is he doing?
We just called him on the radio.
This is a first, people. We offended Frank so much. He had to go
He left.
He had to leave. So I have a question for you, Nancy. Is there a fetish that you're like, that is just too fucking weird. I'm never doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Praying mantis roleplay.
Like, no, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. I'm not doing that.
You know what? And it's probably not that far out. It's just that it just isn't for me. I'd have to say, so there's cuckolding, which, I mean, it's kind of... I'm kind of like teetering. I'm on a fence about that one because it would be really difficult for me to see someone that I love, that I adore, that I'm in a relationship with, being fucked by somebody else.
Yeah.
That would be really hard for me.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'm while it seems like something that would be really hard, I'm very well aware that I like pushing myself. I like kind of just going a little bit further each time. But that's one of those things where it's like I can see it in the distance, like maybe I'll get there someday. But right now, as of today, no, hell no, because I'm enough of an emotional masochist. I don't want to put myself in that position. And there's people who, like, they love it. It's like totally, it's their like go-to fantasy. They're beating off. But there's a very big difference between having a fantasy and it's in your head and it hasn't been like played out yet.
Versus
going through with it and it actually happening. That's not, no.
I'm gonna pose that question to the rest of the people in the studio. Is there like a fetish that you're just like, oh fuck no.
Oh,
like,
I can't do it. I will go ahead and answer that. Actually, there was one time at a dive bar in the Valley where I made out with a gay porn star.
Uh-huh.
And...
Were you at
I
the Bullet by any chance?
At what?
Were you at the bar, the Bullet?
I have you now.
No, it was even divier than that.
Oh,
it was
Jocks,
I think it was.
Oh, my.
It closed down a while ago.
Did they teabag somebody on the bar?
No.
Then it's not divier.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, I made out with this porn star, and he's like, well... you wouldn't be into what I'm into. And I'm like, well, what are you into? And he's like, I'm into shit and piss. I'm like, okay, yeah, no.
No.
I draw the line there.
Nathan, is there something that your lovely girlfriend has said, hey, I want to do this? And you're like, dude, that's a step too far.
Oh, I was just going to say homosexuality, but I guess, but she's a fetish. You know... I'm really not into it. What's the fetish called where you pretend to be like little kids? Like
not like the babies or
like
Yeah. Like where you pretend to be like a needy like baby.
Like and adult babies?
Yeah.
You know, like adult babies.
Yeah, I would not. Nope. I would not do that.
I think you'd be a cute little diaper baby.
Adult babies.
You'd be adorable.
That's not for Nathan.
I have enough of a baby face. By the way, Nancy, she was about to introduce us. I'm Nathan and this is Jeff. Yeah.
Hi, Nancy.
Yay.
Now you know them. Are you sad that you know them?
Yes, you should be.
I am. You guys don't understand. Like, probably since the beginning of this conversation, I've been thinking, okay, who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the one that when we go to the dungeon, because we're going to go to the dungeon.
Yes, we are. We are. This
who's
going to
be the one that we're going to break in? That we're going to do something to? That's going to let us do something to them.
I volunteer Nathan right now.
Okay, as the only one in this room who's currently in a relationship, no. I will not be talking.
What if we get written permission from your girlfriend?
I can get on the horn there and call old Maggie. Let her. And be
if
like,
she gives you permission, will you get spanked in the dungeon?
Can we film it?
We can't film in the dungeon.
We can't film in the dungeon. No filming allowed.
You're really putting me on the spot here.
Okay, well, we'll skip it. Stacey, is there a fetish that you're like, I don't want to?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do any of the poop pee play stuff. That's gross.
You wouldn't have sex with an American.
I don't think I would do sex. I would have sex with an American.
She's never dating somebody.
She's not into the American fetish.
This isn't Let's Air Stacey shit show.
No, because we're not into that fetish.
Sexiology.
I find Americans attractive. They just don't seem to be that into me. Okay, now I'm going to cry on air. I'm over it.
Congratulations.
Skyrockets.
No.
Boo! Okay, no, I wouldn't do any poop play or sounding or...
Our other guest walked in. She's
delightful.
Our guest
just walked in.
Yay! Get out of your seat now, Noah.
Oh,
you're right over there.
Wherever you want to sit. Just sit wherever you want. You can do whatever you like.
So the better, so the other.
Also, no chopping people up or something
like
that.
Right, the other half of Love Bites just walked into the studio.
Hey, kids.
Looking delightful in like snake print and gray and green. It's awesome.
Is that Nancy?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so right now the question we're posing, Frank and to Mistress, is. What is there a fetish out there that you're like, fuck no, you can't pay me any amount of money to do, like, I'm out.
Scott.
Yeah, I mean, that's Frank? Kind of been the answer.
That's kind
here.
Of been
yeah.
the answer, Frank. Is
it's
there
nasty.
Something that you're like, no, I don't want to, no. I'll never, ever, ever do this fetish.
Frank's done being scandalized, by the way. He's back.
Wait, what's going on?
Is there a fetish out there?
Frank,
that
we're,
you're
doing
like,
we're doing a podcast
that
right now.
That you like. If
so
you're,
glad you could join
okay,
us.
So, like, you're doing what you're doing with some dude, and he turns around and he goes, okay, there's always this fetish I've wanted to do, and it's like blank. Is there some fetish that you're like, fuck no, I'm not going to do it?
Shit play.
Ship play. Right, yeah. Scott. That's a general consensus.
You know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago is that saying that there's something that you would never, ever do, there are things I never thought I would do that I do. But, you know, I can safely say I will never find a desire to play with somebody else's poop or to poop on someone. None of that sounds awesome. To me.
Right.
And anyway, I mean, you know, I have kids. I've done my poop play for my life. I don't need it anymore.
You don't need it anymore.
Ever.
Nick, is there a fetish out there that you're like, maybe not so much in for me?
The same thing you're all thinking.
Poop play.
Poop play.
Okay.
Fucking disgusting.
So it's not.
Wait. So this is an excellent question then for our fantastic Nick. So you do force buy?
What'd you ask me?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So then you would do force buy. You would. Under the tutelage of a dominant, suck a man's cock.
Nah, it sounds boring.
we should already tell the ladies of Love Bite. It's our goal usually every Saturday to see how far we can embarrass Nick on air.
Yeah.
Can't embarrass me.
We haven't done it yet.
We've made him
awkwardly uncomfortable, but we've not yet been like, he's never been like, that's it, people, peace out.
I don't know that would be good.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to stay here.
Let's make him leave.
We've
that
never,
would not be a
he's
good
never
idea.
Been so like, guys, I don't want to do your show anymore. Bye.
Well, I don't want that to ever happen, but I do want to see him squirm a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I should answer my own question.
Because I've squirmed.
I think that's a fetish she's into. Ooh.
Are there fetishes that, like, if somebody was like, hey, I want to do this, would I say no thank you? There are fetish... I can usually get behind the ball on most things. The poop and play thing, not so much.
Poop and play, like, kid
but,
play.
Like, if that's your cup of tea, like, I'm not going to knock you for it. But there are two things that I just... I don't get it. I don't understand. And one is adult babies.
Mm. I'm with you on that one.
I don't understand it.
I still think you'd be an adorable baby.
If that's your cup of tea, like, more power to you, but I don't really cut. Why I was a baby once. I don't want to be treated like a baby.
A guy one time contacted me who wanted me to be his dominant, and he was super into diaper play. Like, he would wear diapers all the time. He would wet himself intentionally. He would, like, all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, I tried to wrap my head around it for a while to be like, okay, well, what is this? I mean, is this? Right. And then I hate to say this, but like my inner therapist came out and be like, let's see what we can do to make it so uncomfortable for him that he will never want to wear diapers again. That point never happened. And I was like, dude, this is awesome. And good luck. But no. Right. Again, had kids. Don't really want to change diapers again.
Don't need to deal with babies.
And at some point, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be changing the diapers of, like, my mom or something. So, yeah, no thanks. I'm
well,
good.
Well, it depends.
Oh! Sexyology!
And the other one, I can't really... just because I find it kind of chauvinistic are, like, breeders. And guys are, like, into, like, lactation. Like, women that like guys that like to suck their women's tits after they've had babies and like just like their women just to breed. I can't like that to me.
Well,
I'm
when
like,
you can't
well,
really afford
hot.
To go to the store and get milk.
Sure, it's like wow. milk factory.
The economy is hard.
To the last couple pages of Grapes of Wrath, please say everybody read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last couple pages, is that whatever? That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's
God
just,
bless you all for knowing.
We're literate.
God, like again,
so
if
rare.
It's
Skid Row Studios.
If it's your cup of tea, I'm not gonna like knock it. But for me, it's just like that's okay.
I could see it like with your husband
like
after you've had
baby
a baby
machine.
Maybe curious, but
hey, if
he's
people.
Like always there. I'd be like, get the fuck
well,
out.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, from personal experience, you got a baby hanging on there, like, half the time when you can't sleep. You're like, dude, seriously? No, get off.
Right.
Because it's either it's pumping or there's a baby on it, and I don't have time for you. Sorry. Yeah.
What if he can't get off?
What if he can't get off? Then that's an issue.
Then she's like, pills come into
clitoral
play.
Let's all hang in the clitoral hood.
Let's not.
That place is dangerous.
I don't know. Yeah, I want anybody
sketchy.
Hanging out.
It
well, it depends
sketchy.
On how you're hanging.
Sketch.
How is you hanging in the clitoral hood?
You know, a little bit of curves, a little bit of...
I mean, what kind of people, what kind of shady characters are hanging out of the...
You know, ahead of the game. You know, just...
I think it depends entirely on, you know, who's been there before.
Yeah.
True. True.
Shadiness going on.
Clitoral hood.
And whether we need some drugs in the clitoral
hood.
Let's see
how many times we can say it on air.
Going gangsta in the clitoral hood.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Like so if you've had BBC, does that mean you've gone gangsta in the clitoral hood?
Yeah.
I was going to say Jeff is like the whitest
you
person
haven't
ever.
Seen
but
you haven't said it yet.
I don't know him, but I'm saying he's the whitest person ever, too.
Yeah, because the way he even said that, he's like, should we go gangsta in the clitoral hood?
It was so white and so southern. It was so white and so southern.
You're white? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, okay, fine, I will.
That's what I have to say to you.
And oh, by the way, let's all read Grapes of Wrath together.
We're gonna bond over some literacy here, people.
Is that your tongue action for the clitoral hood?
Oh, your poor girlfriend.
Wow.
That was not a sound effect. I just made that.
What do you
you're
hate?
So talented.
Do you hate the clit? Is that like a clit hating move? Because that's not attractive.
I mean,
he doesn't
hang in the clitoral hood.
He does not hang in the clitoral hood.
He doesn't hang in the clitoral hood.
Does he hang in the head hood? I mean, I'm not one to judge.
No. He's straight. He just doesn't like clitoral head.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, you know,
loves his woman.
Yeah.
Let's air some nonsense.
Everybody deserves oral sex.
Someone told Margaret, me years ago that the best way to do it was to do the ABCs with your tongue.
That's a lie. Every woman's different. Yeah. Number one, every single woman is different. There are some women that will be like, bite my clit, and I'll tell you, you do that, and you're going to fucking get a foot in your face. For me.
I almost vomited.
Woman is different. So you can't, like, that ABC thing, whatever.
Wait,
different.
If I bit somebody's clitoris, wouldn't urine come out?
Oh my god! You should know this, Miss. That like a couple
this
weeks
ago. This is the day to air my shit. This is the day to air my shit.
Two diagrams. Yeah.
We had to draw him a diagram how it operates.
Well, you have vaginas yourselves, and attached to said vagina is this clitoris of which we are speaking. You can show it to him.
Again.
We were in a restaurant.
Again, I know how a vagina operates. I know about the clitoris.
You just thought you peed and other things out of the same hole.
I did not realize how a vagina urinates. I just didn't know how it happened.
You should come to a dungeon and I can show you some people that will pee on other people and you can watch how the vagina operates.
That's all we talked about. The fetish we're not into.
Can you pee on me? Pee on me. Pee on me.
Okay, we'll go to Sanctuary. I'll pee on you there.
Where?
Sanctuary. They have a shower.
There you go.
Yes, let's do this.
Yeah. Shower
let's
play.
Shower play. Accepted.
Wait.
Challenge accepted.
Now, Frank did not know that we peed out of a different hole.
Yes, I did. Maybe. I've been around long enough.
Okay, so these two didn't know. Did you know we have different holes?
I went to private school where we didn't
Jewish school,
education.
Right? Private.
I'm sorry, so the Jews don't know that women have a urethra which is separate from their vagina?
Yeah,
Oh my God, is it urethra? I knew that the urethra existed.
Yes.
I've heard that term before.
Both men and women have urethras. Did you know that? They're just different.
Should we say the conversation how this came about?
I mean, we pee out of the same hole.
Yes, well, that's because you're simpler creatures.
Right.
Yeah.
So your argument of I don't want to go down because it's messy up in there.
No.
Yours is messier.
But as you know, my argument has always been, I mean, you know, it's tit for tat. If a girl's going down on me, I'll go down on her.
So you're saying you don't get any oral sex?
If I don't want to go down, I won't ask for it.
Yeah. I guess that's fair.
So what if she pulls
you?
Yeah, of course.
What if she just pulls your junk out and starts sucking your knob? Then do you feel that?
I've gone down on women. Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, but you're not good at it. I can tell you right now.
I'm not good at it. Yeah.
No, you're not, because you know why? Because you're not feeling it. It's just like if a woman, anybody.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what the number one key to oral sex is for both men and women?
Being into it.
Passion.
Yeah, for sure.
Wanting it, desiring it. And I don't give a fuck where you channel that from. It could be because if I give him this goddamn blowjob, I get a diamond ring. I don't care. I'm not judging people, but you better be in it to win it.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
And that's why, like, I'm not particularly offended when we talk about it, because it's like, well, yeah, I'm not that into that. She's not that into that. So it doesn't need to happen either way, particularly.
There you go.
So I'm just assessing. You probably have not had a mind-blowing blowjob?
You know, I've never had a mind-blowing blowjob. Wow. I've had okay blowjobs.
Yeah, mostly most blowjobs are okay.
I'm right here.
We've heard good things about Frank.
You can't even talk into your mic right.
We've heard really good things about Frank.
Shut up.
Frank, you know what?
Frank has a high Yelp rating.
Seriously, like, if there was a Yelp page for Frank, it'd be like 6 stars.
I mean, I don't have a cock, but I totally want to check into Frank's blowjob right now.
You know, I'll bet Frank is pretty good at eating out, too. I mean, he seems to
have you seen his tongue?
Have you seen him lick a bowl of chili clean?
He seems to have good mouth functions.
Seriously, sometimes he's eating, and I go, really? You don't want to be straight a little bit?
This poses a really excellent secondary question then to Frank. Frank, do you do analingus?
Yes.
There you go. So yeah, he would be good at oral
sex. You just said you're not into shit play.
That doesn't mean
you're not into shit play.
Okay, I'm just constantly worried.
Do you constantly have shit on your asshole?
I guess here's what it boils.
Do you not shower? I don't think you know.
Yeah, here's what it boils down to. I'm just worried that there's going to be bodily function fluids or product that's in every hole.
Are you a little germophobic?
There is.
I'm very germophobic.
He's Jewish. We're all germophobic.
Yeah, I have OCD and I'm not that paranoid.
That's what makes sex so great. It's going to get messy. It's going to get uncomfortable.
Fluids
it's
gonna will be
awkward.
Going
to get awkward. You're going to exchange fluids. You're going to have fucking shit under your fingernails. Not real shit. Unless you're putting your finger up a butt, which is going to happen.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get
You've never gotten
messy.
Your prostate milked.
And you want to know what's
not,
great about all of that?
I'm commenting on that one.
If you just embrace
right
it and
here.
Accept it, it's a completely wonderful experience. And guess what? You can take a shower and even use hand sanitizer after.
It's true.
They have technology these days
technology.
That you know.
It's
true. It allows you to be clean.
They even have little ultraviolet wands.
What is this shower that you speak of? I mean, you know, it's like, for me, it's like Howard Hughes. Like, you wouldn't have sex with Howard Hughes. I'm not
no,
gonna.
No, because he kept jars of pee by his bed. That's why we're not.
I'm sorry, but he's crazy. So, what's the word about crazy in sex? Awesome.
Best. Makes it better. Awesome. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, my OCD comes into bed play a lot because.
Do you fold your clothing before you have sex?
No, I do not.
Okay.
But
no.
I did have a boyfriend that also had OCD.
We were the ones who talked about this. Yeah.
That's odd.
No, clothes need to be on the floor.
Let me fold my underwear before
actually,
I do shit.
It was funny because, like, it annoyed me so much at first that he would fold his clothes. But then when he actually, like, threw them down on the ground, it was so much more, like, the few times that he did, I was just like, oh, okay, that's awesome.
It's kind of nice.
I mean, like, it was just so different. And also my OCD, I have a lot of, touch and sound and all that stuff is my anxiety and my OCD. So, like, if you only touch one side of me, it, like, drives me insane. And stop it. And so that comes into play. So, like, I think that your germophobia, if you found a way to turn you on more.
There's a fetish out there for everything. I'm sure there's, like, a germaphobe.
Maybe like a scrub
there.
Play. Like, you have to clean him.
Like,
no, you
so
know, honestly, you know what's funny? I'm not going to name names, but certain exes of mine have almost, like, not wanted me to eat them out. And it's not because I'm bad at it. It's because, like, they just don't like it. And
that's the girl at a certain age, I feel like.
And I was just like, well, yeah. I will do it. Like, I want to do it because you're giving me blowjobs. So I'm like, all right, well, I should do it. Parents, seriously, turn off the podcast.
Hi, Mom.
I'm like, seriously, like, I will do it if you want. And then, you know, I think maybe that's part of it is I was so, like,
kind of
embarrassed by the, oh, well, I don't want it, to the point where it was like, all right, well, then I don't need to give it.
And he's young. So, like, the girls he's dating are still in that awkward stage.
I am. I am 14, by the way.
I don't know if I want it. I don't know how I feel about it.
It takes a comfortability with oneself to let go and not fake it. And to really have an orgasm in front of somebody else.
Yeah.
That takes a lot. I mean, men don't get that because, you know, you guys come all the fucking time. But for women, it's just a very different experience. And it takes a lot more for us to have orgasms. And there's a lot more work involved. And it requires a great deal of trust. And so you're right. It's about women's age. When they get to a certain age, when they don't, they're not ready to accept that. And then they get older and they're like, fuck you. I'm not faking it. This is going to happen. And if you suck, you better stop or else I'm grabbing my Hitachi. Yeah.
I know for me, I was like that in my early, like late teens, early 20s. And then my boyfriend, who I was always like, I'm a very not subservient girlfriend, but I do like to please my man. I'm like one of those girls.
Make me a sandwich.
Like that turns me on a little bit. He was at this party with all his Russian friends, and he was sitting there and he was like, you know, she goes down on me all the time and I never have to. And as I walked by, I just said, oh, I don't even like it, but now you do. Like, you do have to go down on me now. And then I couldn't get him off of it. Like, it just became like a thing that we both enjoyed. But that was like my turning point. Like, I had to get to that point where I would, and maybe it was like a dominance thing. And I was like, I don't even give a fuck if I enjoy this. I've now made you do this for me.
I get that.
Do you know why?
I mean,
because he got addicted to the game down in the clitoral hole.
Don't hate
back.
The game.
Oh,
don't hate the game.
No, but I mean, I do think that's part of it, though. I think, you know, like, I'm okay giving it. Like, everybody thinks that I'm, like, not good
at, no, we, you know, joke, we joke, we
I,
joke.
I'm good with giving it. I'm, you know, I'm even told that I'm pretty good at it. But I don't really get passionate about it, like you're saying. Like, I'm not super into it. I'm not, like, this is what I want to be doing right now. I'm always like, all right, can we have sex now? Like,
are
can
you guys
we just
super too? Into getting, giving blowjobs?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with.
No, fine, or are you, like, into it?
Yeah, like, actually, this is a question for everybody. Like, would you prefer oral sex, or would you prefer real sex? Like,
oral sex.
Like, regular sex.
Real sex.
Real sex?
Oral sex.
Frank?
All sex. Definitely all sex.
All sex. I like that answer.
That wasn't the question that was posed. You're not allowed to change the rules, Nancy. Ooh. You miss rule lover. It is a question of either or. You have to choose. Which is
so,
it?
Okay.
This is really
so,
like, turning me off.
Hands above the table.
Hands above
hands
the table.
You can see it, boys. Hand check.
Real sex. I'd say real sex.
Wait, did Nancy answer the question?
No, she's still thinking.
No, I'm still thinking, yeah.
Okay, so Frank says real sex.
Yeah.
Jeff says real sex.
Real sex.
Real sex.
Well, I can't comment on either, but if I had to, I guess I would say real sex.
So, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not really alone here. Like, I'm you all appreciate oral sex, and I appreciate oral sex too, but I'm usually thinking in my mind, all right, like, can we get to the main show?
Yeah, it's like, to me, oral sex is just basically foreplay.
Right, exactly.
You guys need to have oral sex with my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying, you're offering. Sure.
It's a public service.
Yeah.
I'll let him know. Hey, Eric, you're going to start, well, I guess sucking cock, because there's a lot of cock in here.
There is a lot of cock
in here.
Yeah. He wouldn't like.
Yeah. I mean, you are a dom, so maybe you can make him.
Yeah, that's one of his hard limits.
Aww. There's limits.
There's limits in love.
Seriously what I wanted to answer when you asked me what fetish I'm not into. I wanted to say homosexuality.
So we're going to take a hard left turn. And I think we're going to ask them our questions.
Okay.
So I want to start with Stacy first. Why don't you, I guess, ask them both. I was going to have you go one at a time, but ask them both.
If you could have sex with any cartoon character, not video game, cartoon character, who would it be? And why?
That's really, that takes a lot of probing thought. I don't want to
probe
okay,
that thought.
Okay, wait. Okay, probe cartoon it. Character, can it be like cartoon based on a comic book kind of thing?
If there's a TV cartoon of it, I think.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of comic books have been turned into.
Yeah, so I would say
easy 1, 2, 3, easy Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
All right,
Wonder
Woman. In that case, for me, it would be Rogue from like the X-Men series.
Nice.
Okay.
Good choice.
You guys are on the separate field, the DC and the Marvel field.
Different. Oh, yeah, no, trust
but
me.
But we've never
and
had
by the way, if you had sex with Rogue, I mean, she would constantly be getting better because she would adapt your powers.
Or she'd kill you.
Or she'd kill you.
Or she'd kill you.
She'd have to wear a latex suit, let's be honest.
Well, fuck, if she kills me, that would be like a way to go, dude.
Right?
See, she has the same philosophy as me with the sex with Hulk. See, everybody makes fun of me for the sex with Hulk thing, but what a way to go.
Are we asking Noah penis. The questions, too?
Oh, yeah, Noah.
Oh, wait, we have somebody else in our studio who's kind of been silent this whole time, but it's Noah.
We've got random friend Noah.
And we're
going to
pass him mics.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
So, Noah, your question is, if you were a cartoon character, or if you had to have sex with a cartoon character, who would you have sex
with?
Well, I think it's kind of obvious. I mean, it would probably have to be Jessica Rabbit.
My choice.
Oh.
That's a good choice.
All
good
the straight men in the world would have sex with Jessica Rabbit.
I don't know.
She likes bunnies, guys.
Yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
The same few gay men would.
Don't most girls like bunnies?
But here's the thing.
I want to fuck you like a rabbit.
She's kinky. She's into bestiality, so, you know, she's got a streak
there. This is the first time I finally got that he was a rabbit, and she was married to a rabbit. First time. And I used to love that movie. God, I'm going to have to rewatch it.
So this is awesome. Off the subject, but I was listening to the Grease soundtrack because I was on a show tune kick. The song Raining on Prom Night from the musical Grease is about a girl who gets her period on prom night. You're welcome, world. You're welcome.
You want more?
Cogitate on that for a bit.
I'm done. Oh, that was painful.
Do I have to?
Yeah, that was awful.
Go back, listen to the lyrics. You're welcome.
I'm going
to
masturbate.
Frank, what did you ask your question?
Okay. Are you more of a orgy person or a gangbang kind of person?
Orgy.
Oh.
That was quick.
I've done both, so I know which one I like.
Because it's classy.
Classy.
No,
there's grapes and wine.
And you get to share more of you.
If you would like to the philosophy behind.
Oh, I'll take it.
A gangbang is almost entirely about the use and defiling of a woman. That's the nature behind a gangbang. Whereas an orgy, I can be absolutely in control. It doesn't matter. So that's the essential difference between why. Like, I was telling somebody about, like, my first, what I consider to be an orgy. And when I described the makeup of the group, it was two girls and five guys. They're like, no, that's a gangbang. And I was like, yeah, no, you needed to be there. That was not a fucking gangbang. It was an orgy, trust me, because it wasn't what the traditional gangbang makeup would be. You know, it wasn't just chicks laying their fucking cock. It wasn't like that.
There you go. Nancy?
Definitely orgy. I'm a people watcher. So, to me, like, I don't know. I've always kind of had this... so I've had this fantasy of, like, while being fucked, I want to watch other people be fucked. Like, I
How
want
distracting.
To happen so bad.
I need to focus.
It makes sense, though. If you're like...
I'd be too ADD for that.
Like, even if you're like watching porn and having sex.
No, I need to focus.
Noah?
I literally, my brain checks out.
Noah. We're going to make you answer every question, Noah, so just be prepared.
Orgy or gangbang?
Well, to be quite honest, I haven't had either. But I'd say probably
You need to
orgy.
Get out more.
Yeah. Probably orgy. Less gay. A sausage, usually.
He is giving the exact same answers I did.
Also, there's grapes and wine and maybe, like, meats of some sort. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's a nicer, classier dig.
I don't know.
Orgies are classy.
See, I was going with, like, the philosophy of, like, because it's classy, but then you can share the lovin'. Isn't it, like,
it's like
more of a gangbang is kind of selfish to, like, the person... It,
and it's
right?
like a degradation act.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. There's some chicks I know that fucking like just drool over the idea of a gangbang.
I don't know. It grossed me.
It's I think it's a degradation.
I think one of them is on the phone with our show.
She said orgy.
Nancy's funny, though. She is a cock hater, without a doubt. She hates cock. However, if I set up a gangbang with people that she knew and trusted and I forced her to do it, she would be like a fucking gooey wet mess and it would be like heaven for her.
In a heartbeat,
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sweet. You guys are sweet friends.
It's true.
Okay, now it's time for the philosophical question of the hour. Jeff, what's your question?
My question?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it
did you change it?
Yeah, I changed it because I was kind of put on the spot last week.
That's not the rules.
I put on the spot. I was put on the spot.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it doesn't. Don't
no one told me the rules.
Rachel.
You can't change it. You can't change it.
No one told me the rules.
Yeah, I did that once, and it's not okay. So you can't change it.
We're supposed to follow the rules all
She'll
the time.
Spank you.
So
I will.
Keep your other question in mind for next month, but this month ask the question that you because it's a thinky kind of question, man.
It is, and it got a good answer.
Yeah.
Last so week. Ask it.
Don't hate your question.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oh fuck, really?
Oh, shit.
Excellent.
See, that,
I like how orgy or gangbang.
It's almost awkward.
Orgy or gangbang got an answer like that.
Yeah. Right?
But
it's like
where
my question,
do you see yourself in 5 years?
It's I feel like that's
like
awkward.
My question from
really
last month. My question from last month was the same like thing. It's like you know, it's one of those things.
It's not awkward. It's just it takes a lot of thought, you know.
For me, thought is awkward.
Oh, no. Thought is not awkward at all. I mean, it's mandatory. 5 years. Fuck, I don't know. I'd have a lot more toys. Here's the problem. When you're, like, specifically talking about kind of kink and what it is that I do and what it is that Nancy does, I am here in this part of my life because I've done a fucking shitload of things. Like, my past is a whore's past, to put it mildly. And now, people ask me, like, what is the one thing that you would love to do that you've never done? And I'm like, I don't think there's anything I haven't done. I don't really know. I haven't done double penetration. So in 5 years, I'll have had double penetration. How's that? Is that cool? Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
That's cool.
Go for it. Frank's already had it, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't want to be like cheesy. Like, still with my boyfriend. I don't know. That would be nice. Shut up.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. How about I give you your 5 years where you have a girlfriend then and you're all happy and that I can fucking make fun of you? Like?
But see, okay, no. That doesn't work because
doesn't work.
I was sappy before you were ever sappy. I was okay with my sap.
Doesn't matter.
You're like, oh.
Nah, because you've mocked my sap. You've mocked my sap for so long. Don't think you're not getting it. Like, you've never gotten it because you know.
Yeah. That was the thing.
That was like being a sappy hipster. Like, I was sappy before you were sappy. I was sappy before it was cool.
Let I'm me turn sappy about PBR ironically.
Now. I'm sappy ironically now.
YOLO. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to kill myself now. I'm sorry.
Did Nancy answer the question or no?
Yeah, but you didn't kill yourself before it was cool.
I did not answer the question. In 5 years.
For me, just while she's thinking, do you have an answer yet?
I do have an answer, actually. In 5 years, I want to have had forced hetero experiences just because it would blow my mind.
I think Noah will volunteer for that.
Noah's shocked.
I've heard good things about Noah too.
She asked for forced hetero.
No, she needs to have a sex with somebody she knows. If she gets to know and she likes you, it's possible. But she's a lesbian.
Noah has a good Yelp page as well.
He's very handsome. He's very handsome too. Not bad.
But
he has
really nice bone structure. Than the forced hetero, I have high hopes for my romantic life, and that's all I'll say about that.
Alrighty.
There you go.
Nathan. What's your question, dude?
Oh, wait, but we have to ask Noah.
Oh, Noah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So is this like in life in general or just...
You know, whatever. Or sex.
Whatevs.
Or whatever.
I like the sex. I didn't even say it, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't say one way or another. Yeah.
I mean, I guess in 5 years, it'd be really nice to have another really meaningful relationship. And,
gay.
And then maybe I'll get out more and I'll have an orgy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seriously, forced hetero gangbanger,
okay.
Nancy.
Nathan, boom.
My question is, would you prefer for the rest of your life to be forced to wear a burqa, or would you prefer for the rest of your life to have to go naked, nudist, everywhere?
Let me ask you this. Are you allowed to make alterations to the burqa?
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't say last week.
I think no. I mean, if you remove the essential burqa-ness of the burqa, then the question is kind of moot. So burqa-ness. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, but I like to push limits. That's why I'm asking. So I want to make sure that I'm following the rules.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, I think it needs to cover you from head to toe, basically. Yeah.
Okay, I was raised a nudist, so I'd just go back to being a nudist.
All right, well, that's a good answer.
Noah?
Or Nancy?
So... I would go with the burqa.
The burqa?
Burqa, huh.
I'll tell you why.
She's shaking her head, just so you know.
Yeah.
Your mistress is shaking her head.
Because, and she's probably shaking her head because she probably knows why. Because in my mind, like, that would turn into something kinky. Like, it just would. Like, something about being kept like that against my will would be like, oh my God, it would blow my mind.
I kind of like that answer. That's like the best answer I've got.
That's the best answer, yeah.
All right, so Noah, nudist for the rest of your life or covered head to toe in a burqa for the rest of your life?
I mean, being a nudist, it could be kind of cold depending on where you're at.
That's another good point.
But if you have control climate where you're at... I mean, I guess nudist.
Nudist?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I got nothing to hide.
All right, now take off your clothes right now. I'm kidding.
Ladies,
and
prepare.
The hetero one.
Yeah, I'm the straight host, by the way.
The question.
The straight male host. Straight male.
You two aren't straight.
Well, I feel like I should give them some fair warning. Prepare for my question, okay? Noah, you too.
Preparation age.
Would you ladies rather...
And Noah.
Rather walk around for the rest of your life... completely exposed muscle, no skin, no epidermis, just exposed muscle, tendons, everything, or festering pustules all over your body.
Oh,
I love your look right now. Well, yeah, that's why I ask it, for that look.
Let's get real. Number one, your large... The largest organ of your body is your skin. And
we've killed her, people.
I didn't mean to kill
Without
her.
It, you die. So I guess I just take pustules and then I go to my awesome doctor and get it taken care of.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's true. I never said you
could. And then I turn it into a look.
I mean, they always fester and they always are pus, and they're always like pusty. But you can, I mean, get treatments more. I didn't specify that.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
I take oatmeal baths.
I guess you could, but they're always there. Like, or a boom, festering pustules.
Yeah.
Noah?
Or Nancy.
I'll let Nancy think on this one, man.
Yeah, I need to think on this one.
That's so awkward.
Duh.
Jeez.
The nature of the question.
I guess
to be different and switch it up, I'd go with being all muscular.
It was very white.
Just tendon-y. Just no skin, almost. Just a big old sack of meat.
Yeah, some people like me.
Okay.
All right.
Nancy.
I saw that scene in Buffy, by the way.
Where she's just laid? Yeah, I'm man.
Bored now.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. I'm really trying to get over, it's freaking me out, because, the exposed muscles and all that shit, oh, my God, imagine all of the germs and all of the infections that you are...
Well, I didn't say, your skin is exposed, but, I mean, you could do whatever you want on top. You can put clothes on that, but, you're just a big old thing of
muscles. You'd be dead! Let's just put some logic in this. You'd be dead.
There's no logic in my awkward question. If that was true, I would have asked a different question.
Okay, I'll take the no skin.
No skin? All right. Now that we're done with our questions.
Well, we're done with all impact and kinky play then, because you have no skin.
That's Mary Fuck Kill.
Mary Fuck Kill.
We don't have a soundbite.
Really? Have you guys? Oh my God! You guys have to hear the game that I made up.
I'll have a Cool Wheaton without Cool Whip.
What was the game, Nancy?
Mary fucking kill some people.
What was the alternative game? Beat?
It was fuck, beat, kill.
No, it was beat, meat, or what was the other one?
Feet.
Quentin Tarantino always in the feet column.
Feet? Neat.
Beat, meat, or eat?
Beat, meat, or eat?
Who would you beat? Who would you meet?
Oh,
who would you eat?
Yeah.
Beat, meat, or eat?
Oh.
Fantastic.
We might have to try that at a different time.
We'll have to try that on.
But right now we're playing Mary Fuck
Kill. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go with Jeff first.
Me first.
Yay.
Okay, so I have Bilbo, Thorin Oakenshield, and Old Hobbit. Seriously?
I didn't know his name.
Okay, so I'm going
to... Who's the Old Hobbit? Which one?
They're all old hobbits.
No.
Right. Who's the old
gray
Hobbit?
The gray one.
Was he a hobbit or a dwarf?
Oh, he's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf.
He's a dwarf.
Oh, my God.
You can't tell the difference between a hobbit and a dwarf.
Well, the picture.
I love this man, Nate.
I know the difference.
The picture was blurry. It was hard to tell.
Okay, so I'm going to kill the dwarf.
The old dwarf?
Wow.
Old dwarf.
You said that so authoritative.
By the way, for all the listeners at home, Stacey is in tears right now. That is how much she is embarrassed of her geek fail.
She's a puddle.
I'm so sorry.
I am going to marry Bilbo because it is Martin Freeman.
Fuck you.
Wow.
And then I'm going to fuck Thorin Oakenshield.
Okay.
Seriously,
don't
Richard
you ever?
I agree. He's
don't
a total warrior. He's probably awesome in bed. And of course, you want to marry Bilbo. He's totally going to keep the house clean.
Right. And
don't
he's someone that I would want to bring
Martin.
Home to mother if
and
my mother actually accepted the
Don't touch
game,
Martin. But. Don't touch Martin.
Well,
I'll kill you.
You know my theory.
Which Bilbo? Because there's Martin Freeman and
Martin.
Then there's
no, Martin. Martin Freeman.
No.
I love Martin Freeman.
I didn't
Freeman.
Specify, so it's not.
I'll take him from Sherlock. I'll do a threesome with him in Sherlock.
My thinking was that if you ever get
He's
tired of him, you can just send
Star
him on
Trek
a journey.
Is he?
Dude, Benedict Cumberbatch is so
good. I know.
Gay.
I mean, is he out,
but
though?
Let's, no, he's not. But let's not ruin the fantasy, because it works for a lot of masturbation scenes I have going on. So.
I'm okay with them getting together.
I mean, I also heard he's a douchebag, but I don't care. So.
And sexiology.
Sexiology.
Stacey.
I got Lando, Billy Dee, I got Data, and I got Spider-Man.
Black.
Black. An android, and who?
I think
android sex would be fun, so I'm gonna fuck him.
But he can't emotionalize.
I don't care.
It's so, sex. It's you're sex. Fucking.
Yeah.
It's like a sex machine.
A dildo can't emotionalize.
I'm gonna kill.
Dildo loves
me. I'm gonna kill Billy D. I'm sorry. He doesn't do it for me.
Black.
I respect him.
Black.
And I'm gonna marry Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Okay. Yeah.
Not Why? Black.
I just think...
It depends. Which Spider-Man?
Exactly.
Toby McGuire or Andrew Garfield?
Look, we're not... Oh,
I will trade you Andrew Garfield for Martin Freeman.
We can add that in.
Done.
Okay.
I like this transaction.
Barter your
mate. I'm kind of torn on which side I would go.
Can I just date Emma Stone? Like, can that happen? If you
I go for the younger.
If you say right. Andrew Garfield.
Nathan, who'd you get?
I got the a TIE fighter, which I don't know how you fuck or whatever, but, you know, I'm going to try. So I got TIE fighter, the fly, and James Bond.
Which
also
fly?
Not specified.
Yeah, which fly?
I want to say 1950s fly.
I'm going to get, yeah,
1950s. And I'm going to go,
tell me Daniel which James Bond.
No, because Daniel Craig is not James Bond.
Which James
I'm
Bond?
I'm going to go Sean Connery.
I was going to go with Timothy Dalton.
I was going to go with Pierce Brosnan.
I was going with Timothy Dalton because he's the gay one. He's the gay one of the bunch.
All right, so Timothy let's... Dalton. All right, here's my plan. I'm going to kill the fly because, I mean, no.
Grundle flies are the worst.
No, I'm going to... I mean, I hate
Although
insects.
Although you have lubrication kind of, all the time. He just
if
has
you
to
think I'm germophobic, I'm also kind of insectophobic.
He
so
can vomit on you during
the fly.
Sex.
Oh, my God. And then I'm going to fuck the TIE fighter because, I mean, it kind of looks like a vagina. I mean, when you look at it, like, dead on, it just kind of looks like that. And then I'm going to marry James Bond.
Okay.
Gay.
Black.
Gay.
Mexican.
This is a difficult one.
Political.
Okay,
Bosque.
I'm gonna go with mistress.
Jews.
I'm Googling one of the names because I don't fucking know who it is.
I have pictures.
That's what we Google all the time.
I got, you know, Jarl. Dr. David Bowman? Who the fuck is this? Bowman? I don't know who that is.
Who is that?
Police robot. So tell me who the middle guy is.
I'm gonna show you a picture.
I assume it's Superman's. And which
Jarl?
One? Yeah, which one?
Oh.
We're talking about the new Man of Steel one, or we're talking about the 1980s one?
Actually, there's three. There's Terrence Stamp from Smallville.
Okay. I didn't do the TV thing.
Oh, he's Marlon from 2001 Brando. Space Odyssey. He's Dave.
Oh, yeah.
That's who he's what? That's who he is. He's Dave from 2001.
Yeah, so which Charles? Which one?
Do we go for that's a good question.
For Russell Crowe or?
Russell Crowe, Marlon Brando.
Or who was in Smallville? No, but who was the one in the Ralph version?
The Ralph version.
I think we mostly all agreed Russell Crowe. Let's go with Russell Crowe.
Same one.
We're going to go with Russell Crowe?
Okay. We're going to go with Russell Crowe.
It was Marlon Brando.
Okay.
So Jarl, Dr. David Bowman, this thing, whatever, and police robot. So this seems pretty obvious that I would fuck the police robot.
Sure, why not?
Because, you know, it'd be like a sex machine.
Mm-hmm. Sex machine.
I'd marry Jarl. And I'd kill whatever the fuck this thing is.
Sounds good.
You'd kill Dave. That's okay. He does.
And I'd marry the villain.
If you haven't seen 2001 Space Odyssey, I'm sorry I spoiled that.
It's been a long time.
If you like fucking robots, you would love Hal.
He's kind of, you know, he needs a better voice.
I don't know.
You can be updated. Frank, who'd you get?
I got.
Where'd you go?
Alex DeLarge from Clockwork Orange.
Ooh.
Iron Man. And Lieutenant Gay Ellis from UFO. So, I don't know if I want to fuck Alex DeLarge.
Yes,
I
you
feel
do.
Like,
what a no, man.
It would be really, really, really awesome, and then I'd be dead.
Yeah, and you would have milk on you, and you'd be raped.
That I'm gay is not really a selling point.
But his free will was taken away from him, so you could do with that whatever you'd like.
I guess, yeah, I am kind of into veg play. All right.
Sleeping Beauty play.
I'll fuck Alex DeLarge.
That's
another fetish
him.
I don't get, his Sleeping Beauty thing. I don't know.
Okay, wait. Before I actually decide this again, is Iron Man the suit or the man?
And which
the
one?
Suit.
Oh, and,
suit.
Oh, a suit.
The suit. Oh, God.
How then it would have said Tony Stark.
Dude, marry a suit? Come on.
Then I'm going to kill Alex DeLarge because I want to fuck the Iron Man suit because then I could... Come on. Then I'd be a cyborg.
But all the technology, it would be a good marriage.
No, because I want to marry Lieutenant Gaelis. Because look at that purple wig.
I'm
look
just saying, let's think about this Iron Man
plus
thing.
His because, name is gay.
Because Iron Man's, Iron Man's OS is what? Jarvis, and that means you would marry Jarvis, which kind of sounds awesome.
Right? I think that would be better. I think you made a poor choice, but okay.
All right, well,
we've always accepted his poor choices before.
We've got to choose. We've got to give Nancy some people to marry, fuck, or kill.
I know.
Womp, womp.
Okay, hand me that magazine.
Not being the studio.
Hand me that magazine right there. Boom. Okay. So, I'm sorry.
Wait,
this
while
is,
you're picking, can you have somebody else say?
Yeah.
Noah,
why don't you say who you're going?
All right, so I got Travis Bickle, the taxi driver, the Joker.
Which Joker?
That wasn't
actually,
told.
It's actually
Jack
Nicholson.
Oh, it's Jack Nicholson, yeah.
Cool.
All right, and Princess Leia. So I guess I would probably kill Travis Bickle okay. because there's enough taxi drivers, let's face it. And I would
and
probably...
he might have some issues.
Oh, yeah, just might. And I'd probably fuck the Joker because that'd be chaotic and, you know, he's an agent of chaos.
Wait.
And I'd have to marry Princess Leia. I mean, come on. Princess Leia.
All right.
Plus, if you fuck the Joker, he would be smiling the entire time.
That's you just true. Think you're doing good.
You would, yeah, it would just, it would be the ultimate over. Faked orgasm.
Just bend
that's
him
true.
Over.
Okay, I've got Nancy's. Okay. So your choices are Dr. Henry Jones, Sean Connery, so Dr. Henry Jones Sr., Darth uh-huh. Vader, or General Zod.
Whoa. I hold on, let me move away. Let me move to an appropriate place.
Oh.
I feel like you might like Zod, because he'll make you kneel.
Okay. I probably have to fuck Sean Connery.
Yeah,
just
why not?
Yeah. It's Sean Connery.
Yeah. And then, who was my other?
Darth Vader or General Zod?
I'd kill Darth Vader.
Aww. What's wrong with you?
I
would marry him. He's a ruler of an entire.
Because he just needs a little bit of love.
Sure. He's got a good,
my
you know,
he's not a ruler.
He serves the emperor.
But I'm saying he's got a good heart up in that machine of his. Like, you know, a machine, a mechanical.
He's also
got
a burnt up penis. I'm just, I mean.
Yeah, but he's got all those attachments.
We actually don't know if he still has a penis.
Oh, that's true.
We don't know.
Bionic penis.
Bionic penis.
I'm just saying.
Or whatever pleases you.
Well, she said she'd kill him.
And so she'd marry General Zod? Okay.
It makes sense.
I marry General Zod too. Why not?
I don't have a problem with this game because I believe in divorce.
My mother's been married seven
all
times.
Right.
I know about divorce.
See? three choices are General Ursus from Planet of the Apes, Black Widow, and Captain
Scarlett
Dallas.
Johansson.
It's not a joke.
Okay, so here's
she's
the thing.
Talk, right?
Tom Skerritt back in the day was not a bad looking dude. So this is going to take
kind of creepy, but yeah.
Right. I mean, like he wasn't
again,
like
great bone structure.
Right. Wasn't like the worst looking dude in the world. I don't want to sleep with a gorilla whose only mindset is to like, you know, kill.
And gorillas actually have very small penises.
Yeah.
Racist.
And I feel like it'd
be like...
But you
could do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel.
You mean... Oh, man. You're quick with it today, Jeff.
You're quick with it.
90s
also,
reference.
Also, I imagine that sleeping or having sex with a gorilla would be kind of on the same level of having sex with, like, the Hulk. It'd just be all pure muscle and pain and
ow.
And
why does
and
it
nonsense.
Sound bad?
I don't know, because I don't want to be quartered.
If you did it, like,
you don't want to be cleaved by a cock.
Yeah,
you do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do.
Don't you, like, have to fuck the Duck Dynasty people nowadays?
So I'm going
to... I want to fuck with a long-ass beard.
Can I answer my question, please?
Please.
I mean, I guess. If you
I'm killing the gorilla. I'm killing him. I'm going to sleep with Scarlett Johansson because she's Scarlett Johansson.
I would sleep with Scarlett Johansson.
She's Scarlett Johansson.
I would sleep with Scarlett.
And she's the Black Widow, and that bitch is ninja skills, craftiness. So I'm going to go with that. And I think I would marry Captain Dallas because I don't know. I'd like to be married to Tom Skerritt. He seems like a delightful human being.
Oh, would you?
Oh, plus, like, if I ever get tired of him again, I could just send him off into space and hope an alien kills him.
That's such a great marriage.
I know. Well, this is how all my marriage, this is how all my marriage plays end out on this game.
Just expendability.
Just want to say that I'm terribly disappointed there was not a single Firefly nor Doctor Who reference in this
there was,
killer
I
book.
Know.
I'm disappointed.
Because we did it from Geek
Magazine.
Random choices.
Quick, let's get them in at the last minute.
Oh, can we do the hammer as my penis just once, just once, just once, yeah. just once?
Okay.
I'm in a grip.
Ready?
Yeah,
are
I'm
ready
gripping.
For it? Are you ready for
I'm ready,
it?
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Hammer is my penis.
All right. So, guys.
But you killed Thor!
No!
You killed Thor!
I love Dr. Horrible.
We are out of time, unfortunately. I wish I could talk to these ladies, like, all day. They're delightful.
They're deliciously
Seriously,
delightful.
Seriously, an hour already went by?
That's yeah, cool. Yeah. 15 minutes
little, yeah.
Over.
Yeah, a little more. You guys can listen to their show on SkidRowStudios.com, or you guys are on iTunes too, yeah?
Yeah, same
and
as
And on iTunes, Love Bite, every Sunday, 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Pacific
and
time.
Pacific time. Please check out all our various pages, Awkward Conversations on Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest. Follow us on Twitter on Awkward Convo Pod. Check out our YouTube page. There'll be content up there soon. The movie of our month is Dark Crystal. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. You can listen to us every Saturday, 12 to 1 on Skid Row. And check us out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate us. That's how we get featured. That's how we go up in the ranks. And thank you all for very
our sponsors.
Thank you to Rabble Rouser Industries providing all your geek couture needs. Thank you again so much to Discovery Science Center for giving us the tickets for the Indiana Jones giveaway. And
that's it.
You know, tune in next week with our first new host hosting, Babalu from Food Truck Race.
Race and Cookie Stash.
He will be making us waffles.
That's going to be Nathan. So, yeah,
awesome
we're going to have waffles
cookies.
On the air. I'd like to thank Nicholas Nathan. For being an awesome producer as usual.
Thank you.
And thank you for my co-host for being here and, you know, playing in the party. So thank you guys. Have an awkward weekend, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.